Blog Talk Radio.
Dutch Pod Radio. Life at the Dutch Pod Radio.
You need to tune in to
Dutch Pod Radio. Life at the Dutch Pod Radio.
Life at the Dutch Pod Radio. To come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. Starting tomorrow, you need work in your career. Steady J hold the title, and I bet when the smoke clears, you gon' need you a bottle. Cause this vlog is real talk, ain't no American Idol. Jock is some more and Terry Lamona in your divider. And if you don't tune in, you might as well play the lotto. Because your chances of winning is like wishing in a bottle. This is Life After Dusk, music with hot models. You got Life After Dusk, dust. Radio to come up is a must. People tune in on your radio. You can even visit dustspot.com every Monday and Wednesday. Steady J is on.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Pump day.
Yeah, it's hump day. Yeah. Okay, went to Life at Dusk Live. This is your boy Steady J, and man, y'all heard me, boy, man. My pet camel of the show. He said it's hump day, and it is. It's hump day at the dusk. That's how we do it every freaking Wednesday here on the show. And not even that, we even give y'all a very special public service announcement. See, that's how much we look out for y'all. Not special public service announcement is, if you're gonna hump somebody, please do it responsibly. Okay, so make sure y'all do that. And I definitely appreciate everybody listening to the show. They want to support the show always. It's always definitely a great look. So, man, oh my God, just another great day, man. It's, you know, so much been going on. I don't know if I told you guys on Monday, so I did some, about my hair. I did some exclusive. You know, I usually keep it pretty, very simple for the most part. You know, I've had curls sometimes within my hair life and afro and all that. And, for the longest, I've just been keeping it pretty simple, the waves and whatnot. But I just decided recently, this past weekend, when I got my first cut, decided to do something, do something a little different for me. It might not be, it's not like a brand spanking new hairstyle for the world, but, just something different for me. Just doing some spice up a little bit, change it up a little. So your boy now has a little small mohawk trying to go on, and definitely just playing with that. It's a lot more interesting. It takes a lot more. You think like a lot of times like with waves, it does take a lot of work with it. But man, this whole thing, this mohawk stuff, this is like, wow, this is interesting. This is an interesting journey. You got to make sure your nails laid out right, and then you got to keep the hog part. You got to keep it right. So that's how I do it, man. And I see him in the building. Got one of my co-hosts with the most in the building. What's up, Taryn?
What's up? What's up? What's up, everybody?
Glad to have you. I'd be scared. I think I'd be scaring y'all, man. I'd be like, oh no, Sonny, he's just so crazy.
Oh, no. No, don't be like that. Nothing like that.
glad to have you.
Always
a
pleasure.
And also, too, today is 9/11. I definitely don't want to forget about that. I wanted to send a shout out to, my normal job, as I like to call it, that I do my little bit up here during the week. And I just want to thank everybody for that. As a person having to put together a lot of stuff to try to boost morale of the call center and all that good stuff, it's just a good look to see that everybody's starting to be is being participating in something we're putting together. One of the things I put on the fly was, doing some small gesture for 9/11, everybody, wearing certain colors to come, and it was a nice percentage of participation. So I appreciate everybody that did that. That was definitely a good look. And 9/11. I asked everybody on Facebook earlier, where were you at the point in time when 9/11 happened? You know, what was going on? You know, where were you at the point in time? Like, what happened? And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and go to you, Taryn. Where were you, you know, when 9/11 struck, which was in 2001, what were you at that point in time on September 11th, 2001? What were you doing at that time? I still can tell you.
I was.
Blah, blah, blah.
I was actually in class. My teacher's name was Miss Chandler. And we were actually in class. She was in English. And I just remember she got a phone call. And when she phone called, she turned on the television. And when she turned on the television, that's when we all became aware of what was happening. It was complete chaos after that. It's just like, you know, people were calling to go home. People's parents were coming to get them. It was a crazy day. But it's so crazy because I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, I remember exactly what I had on. Like, I remember everything. So it was a real sad day, a real tragic day.
Yeah, I was in high school in class myself, too, at the time. And I remember so you started hearing the church. But, you know, we were close by a chapel with that, so you heard the church bells whenever, but you heard them before 12 o'clock, you know, and you heard them at just like the most, like, it was like at a time where it was like crazy all of a sudden, and all of a sudden they came on the loudspeaker and they were like telling everyone to have a moment of silence because of what happened. But so you get home and you seeing all this stuff going on, and a lot of people got real comfortable. Of thinking that, you know, we can never, I'm in America, none of that kind of crap can happen here. And it was a wake-up call to say, well, hold on, wait a minute, let me not say that.
Right.
So it definitely was a wake-up call. So don't take it for granted, because a lot of people lost their life that day trying to save other people's lives, putting other people before themselves. You know, they passed away in the process of all that.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Because I made sure when I posted today, I posted a picture to pay my respects. And that's what I told people. I'm like, you guys just can't look at, like, you know, just, oh, this happened, this was this and that. Because so many people was, like, throwing rocks and stones. And it's like, I personally believe nobody will really ever know exactly what happened. If it was a conspiracy or what was. But at the same time, you just have to acknowledge everybody that there. It was, like, innocent people that were even policemen. Fire nothing, just individual citizens that were actually trying to save other people and that were in their lives, you know, including firemen, police officers, and more. So it's just like you have to really pay your respects because it happened. It could happen at any time, to be honest. I mean, that doesn't mean living in fear, but that's just be aware of, you know what I mean, where you're at and cherish your loved ones, like as you said, and cherish every moment that you have because in a split second, you know, this could change.
Right, and then that changed the face of the security of here in America. It turned this whole world upside down. You know, you see TSA is always something. Even the NFL games, you see how they get and crack down on what kind of bags you can take in there. It's just that serious. People just be doing whatever for whatever reason think it's, you know, they're doing it for a great cause. They're, you know, starting these terrorist acts, and for me, I just feel like, wow, like, you're really that selfish. I mean, there's really nothing you can feed me to tell me that you're doing it for a great, no, you just run around killing people, and you're killing innocent people. You're not, and it's not justifiable in any way at all, but you're not even going after people, you're just going after anybody, whether they even know they did anything or not. You're just killing them because it's Tuesday, mm-hmm. like type of stuff like that. That's ridiculous.
Exactly.
So,
I agree.
I see you got the other co-host in the building too. What's up? What's up? What's up, Keith?
Hey, how's it going? I had to sneak out when I'm here. Oh my God!
Yeah,
I was going
out.
To
oh,
the
Lord.
T-shirt pretty. I had to go and check on the T-shirt, the new line that I have coming out. So I had to sneak out, and I've been there too long. I'm sweaty, so yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Well, you know, we were talking about. Now we got to get your insight on it. We were talking about, you know, because we were talking about 9/11, And, like, where were you at that time? That was the exact day when the event happened was September 11, 2001. Where were you at and what were you doing at that time?
I was in fifth grade. I was in the fifth grade when that took place, and I can remember it like it was yesterday.
You didn't even go to puberty yet. You were still at milking your breath.
I couldn't.
Yeah, we both were.
I didn't understand what was going on with the whole September 11th thing. I think I really picked up on it when I got probably in middle school, and no, I'm not slow. It's just that fifth grade, we didn't understand when two buildings was falling down and terrorists. We wasn't aware of all of that until we got to middle school.
You were innocent, right? You were innocent kids. Who was supposed to know as a kid but to think about that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I didn't really know, but as I've grown, and even now I do, it's sad to say, but I like watching it because it teaches me to appreciate life more. As I look at it, those people who went into that building, they went to work. They did not go with the intent of not coming home and not being able to see their loved ones again. So when I watched that, and I watched it all day today, it just made me appreciate life a lot more. I mean, those people, they woke up with the thought that, hey, I'm getting off work, I'm going to take care of this, I'm going to take care of that, and that changed within the blink of an eye, all because of someone decided to be an asshole, needless to say.
Right, now we got to go to the most, when we go to the airport, it's a whole interview just to get through the airport.
And it's still scary to this day because I'm kind of afraid to fly all because of that. I've never had a fear of planes until I understood September 11th. It's like, if I get on this plane, is it going to run into a building? Or if I get on this plane, will a man get up out the seat and say, hey, this is a hijack? I don't know. You never know. And even though they killed Osama, we all know he have cousins and uncles and stuff, it's still scary.
Brother Sue got some crazy in their blood, feeling like let's act the fool.
Yeah, they don't even, when I tell you they have no mercy, they don't. They don't even care, and it's scary and it's sad, and I am blessed to be able to let my son, who's four, able to watch it and teach him and have him to even appreciate life because he never know, God forbid, anything happening to me, but he can think that I'm going to work and I never come home again. So I teach him to appreciate me and just basically live and be happy.
Right. You know, we appreciate all that dark chocolateness.
You're a man.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, we're going to go to a quick music, baby. Come back. We're going to give you some more of the show. You're listening to Life That Does Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Tara Lamoske.
The key says all.
Oh, man. I'm going to play this song because I didn't get to do this thing. I didn't get to redo my go in for, you know, 504, really, for Hurricane Katrina anniversary. So we gonna show love for both Hurricane Katrina, people that made through Hurricane Katrina, and we gonna remember 9/11 at the same time. So here we go, Bounce Mix, Jill Scott, Crown Royal.
Black and mild. Thank you.
What's up, everybody? This is Entice Diamante, and I got to let you know that every Monday night and every Wednesday night, you got to come through the dust spot. That's right. Tune into Life After Dust with Taryn Lamond, Jakisa Moore, and my boy, Ceddie J, exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, In the building. I love when people know how to say all of our names right.
I know, when they get them correctly. That's why I was like,
She asked me, she was like, oh, how you, she wanted me to actually ask, okay, how, you know, and you know, I did a little bootleg, you know, pronunciation thing. I said, okay, this ain't pronounceable.
Oh, wow.
Hey, she got it right, though, so hey. I just felt it out. I was like, hey, this how you say it. This how you say it. This how you say it. Bam. Yeah, she's saying it right. And Canadians get it right. I know American people can get it right. I'm just saying stuff. So, back in the building. I don't know if I told y'all. I got crazy. And decided to get a mohawk.
Oh, God. Did you
see those
pictures out?
You said what now?
You got your mohawk?
Yeah, I got me a mohawk now. I was, like, really
bored. Wait a second. Did Daddy just say he got crazy? Like, I could have sworn that you've been crazy. This is just a new hairstyle.
No, I was on crazy on another level, like, with my hair, you know. I keep it pretty safe, keep the waves, you know, do that. And I was like, let's do something different. I'm bored.
Okay. You said I'm bored?
Yes, I was like, I'm bored. Let's do something different, you know. I just spent 10 years. So I was like, let's do something really wild, you know. And just go, okay, let's do it. But it's not too crazy, but it's like,
So, look, yeah. I'm so excited. I want to see.
I know.
Steady, post a picture. Look, I have
a camera phone. I took a picture in the first. I think I did. I just hadn't put it up. I was going to put it up on Instagram. I was waiting for it to cultivate a little better. Cause, you know, I was like, let me wait till it's like really hitting. So I was going to wait till Cody get back a couple of weeks, a week or two. And then, like, just go, bam, all y'all got, you know, this is what I decided to do. Oh, man.
You were going to try to sneak it in. That's what you were going to try to do, sneak it in so we are kind
right,
of
sneak
it
in.
You know that it's out
now,
there.
Now, people that punch it and see me, they say, did you just, yeah. Now, hold on, y'all, now. Before we talk any further, I'm going to go ahead because we got in the building. Very, very good friend in the business. And I call him friend because he really be holding. When you hold somebody down the way you do, it's like ironic. His name don't really match how he is because this dude look out for everybody. So it's interesting that the name that he got because it's actually ironic. This dude is one of the people that he holds you down, and he always gonna as long as you show him respect, he's gonna show you the same kind of respect back. So I want to welcome to the show, my boy, Greedy Man Han.
Hey, what's happening, man? What's going on, everybody? Greeting man hand in the building.
Yeah, what's
like
up, man? What's up, brother? To the show, man.
What's up,
like
Teddy? How y'all been doing today? Everything good?
I've been doing good. Yeah, can't complain. I'm blessed. I'm here. Can't complain.
Right on. Keep the hustle tight.
Yeah.
What's going on?
So man, you know, I hope you know what you're getting ready to get yourself into, man. You come to the show, like especially if Taryn and Jakisa in the building, it's gonna be crazy. Like you don't want it to happen. It's gonna be real crazy.
How much time I got, man? How much time I got?
You got them, man. You can't me. We do it 24 hours straight. Nah, I ain't no 24 hours straight.
Oh no!
Hold on, I got something for that. Cause I'm telling you, I ain't doing it for no 24 hours straight.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Damn. Hey, I like how you hit that at the moon, man. That was crazy.
I was sneaking that in on that dude. Yeah, I was like, he was telling some jokes. It wasn't really all that. I kept had my finger ready. I was like,
anybody got time for that?
No, he was on there. He said, "Netflix, like, man, okay, if we gave him long enough, man, play the music, yeah, play the music."
Yeah, like, man,
y'all
out of
crazy.
There, man. He was bombing. Get him out of there.
Yeah, he was, that liquor. I think he was drinking too much. His jokes were coming hard. Because I just seen him before. I've seen him do something before. He went hard. But he was just like, damn, he told a knock-knock joke. I was dead. I was like,
oh, God.
Yeah, he told a knock-knock joke, and I wanted to knock him out.
Damn.
Oh, man. Oh, but wow. First off, man, I'm kind of getting to a little about you, man. First, you know, you're an artist, and you're a person that, you know, an artist is looking for other artists. So we'll start from the beginning of the story. Like, what led you into getting into music in the first place?
Well, man, I was one of them cats, you know what I mean, in high school, who I always liked to do the beats with the pens on the desk and stuff, you know what I mean? And one time, man, I was just at lunch, man, I just started freestyling with my partners or whatever, you know what I mean? And from there, I just kept freestyling till I met up with this cat named Julius in Louisville, and he made it a reality, you know what I mean? He recorded me, you know what I mean? Put me in his group, Bad Blood Entertainment, you know what I mean? And from there, it was all magic, you know what I mean? And we kept pumping from there. But now I'm on my, second mixtape, fourth collaboration or compilation, whatever you want to call it. And that's pretty much it. I gave you the short version. I could have gave you the long version, but kind of nervous. This is my first internet interview, you know what I mean? So that's what I got.
Man, I mean, it's crazy. And it's crazy to have you in the building, too, man. You know, you've been putting in the work and, you know, showing other artists love. So that's the other thing, you know, a lot of people don't understand, that in order to really for you to get big, and it really, no, because people always going to remember that when you get big, at the end of the day, they got sisters, they owe you. I don't care if people say you don't owe nobody nothing, but for me, I feel like that they owe you something. If you didn't look out for them time after time after time after time after time, they should, you know, they should be there on your braids and hold you down.
On the real, man, I mean, I don't feel like nobody owe me nothing, but, like, a quick shout-out, man. If anybody ever blow and they ever came through my path, man, just be like, shout-out to my boy, Greedy Man. You know what I mean? I ain't looking for no features, no deal or nothing. I'm going to try to get that on my own, me and my comrade, you know what I mean? But if I mess with you, you come through the moon, you know what I mean? I put you on a show or I get you on a verse or whatever, man. Just shoot me a shout-out, you know what I mean? I ain't tripping on nothing else, you know, man.
Just give me a dollar, man, you something, man.
Wow. They true. But, yeah, that's just me, man. I feel where you're coming from, but, like, shit, I keep it pumping with you, you know what I mean, at the moon or wherever else. If I need a DJ, I only got a handful of DJs I call from the jump. Like, if any spot, anybody call me, hey, man, you know a DJ, I'm going to shoot him Trader J, because, you know what I mean, we too tight like that, you know what I mean? I done heard you before. You can go for any crowd, you know what I mean? Black, white, Chinese. They can do even a little bit of country if you wanted to. You know what I mean? But,
don't fall for hey. Just let you know.
But all I ask,
you
all
let
I
you
ask
know,
is
hey.
A shout out, man. That's all I need.
This interview been a long time coming. I know I was like, man, I'm happy to show one day, man. He's like, okay. So it was definitely a good look to have you on the show. And one of the things I want to talk about too is, of course, Blue Moon, because you know you do stuff there, and you know you were kind of talking about a little bit about there. Like, when do you start doing stuff with Blue Moon? Because I know I just remember, I just seen a lot of times you would do events there, and then you were just, like, really killing it so bad that AA Adventure, you started being the man, the go-to man for events there. So, you know, kind of tell us about how that all happened.
How that started, my boy, Savage, a.k.a. Mr. Go Get It. I'm going to plug your song real quick. I need to look out for that FTB. Fuck that bitch. I'm sorry. Can I cuss on internet radio? Is that cool? Can I
You can cuss.
All right. That's the name of the song, FTB.
Unapologetic radio.
Already. But, yeah, he met up with the owner one day. This is before I knew anything. He came back and said, bro, we got a spot to form at whatever. You know what I mean? Like 2000, the beginning of 2010, you know? And, From 2010 to 2012, we was just throwing the best parties, you know what I mean? And we would have the best parties, the best performances or whatever. And New Year's Eve 2011, going into 2012, I got it at capacity. Like, nobody else could come in the building, you know what I mean? So
yeah, I actually was one of the people that got in that me too.
Yeah, so from there, I mean, I just thought of it like, the city loved me. I love the city. Blue Moon's my house. Blue Moon's Bad Blood house. So if don't nobody want to mess with it, we going to mess with it. And then, you know, a couple of things happened, and nobody want to do the promotion role. So I was like, fuck it, I'll take over. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with Blue Moon. That's where I'm at now. You know what I mean? That's my spot. That's my home. It's like kind of like I own it, man. But I'm not selfish with it. You know what I mean? Come through. If you want to do something, come through. Sadie J, you already know, man. Anytime you want to set up an event, do I ever tell you no?
Nah, unless somebody already got something, I'll never hear you tell me no unless, like, hey, let me check. You check the schedule. If ain't nobody doing nothing, you're like, hey, let's make it happen. No questions asked.
So that's how I became. Mm-hmm. So involved with Blue Moon, man. They looked out for me, and I looked out for them, so we're a family.
Yeah, that's, you know, I love them because they, that was a spot where a lot of big events have happened to me. They're the place that have booked me the most, you know, between other people, other promotion teams have done stuff there, have booked me there, all kind of stuff. So, I mean, even one of the first music videos of me being a DJ was done in Blue Moon. Well, yeah, I remember that kind of, oh my God, that Back It Up and Duck Me contest.
Oh.
Woo-wee. I still remember that, Lord.
We gonna talk about that later on, man. We can't talk about that right now, man. That was a crazy part.
We just kind of gave y'all something to think about and realize, hey, man, dang it.
Oh, really?
Nah. Okay, so another thing I want to talk about, too, before we're going to go to, I want you to kind of tell us about this song you're ready to play, which, it's not just because I'm cool with him. I actually like his music. Like, I actually like your music, and it's crazy. Like, you actually have the stuff to wear. Like, and especially when you see it done live, the energy behind it is, like, crazy, so. I was talking about this song I'm about to play now, which we have played so many times here on the show over and over and over and over. And this is I Want This, I Want That. Kind of tell us about
Uh-oh.
That song.
Oh, you want to talk about that song right there right now? I thought you were okay. What inspired this song was, man, behind a lot of my music, it's like I really don't write a lot of stuff. Just sit down and be like, ooh, that sounds cool. I'm going to write that down. Like, I take kind of life experiences and try to turn them into songs. Or whatever atmosphere I'm in, like, if I seen it happen somewhere, I put it in my music. And with I Want This, I Want That, that was just, like, one of those songs that when me and my team get on, this is what I want for us. I want to be in my home city or my second home, which is either Oak Cliff or South Dallas, with BET watching or filming or something with the whole, you know what I mean, hood behind me or whatever, you know what I mean, rolling with the same cash in my ride, still doing the same stuff, but still rapping the same, you know what I mean, entertainment, Bad Blood Entertainment, you know what I mean, and you can hear it in the verse, you can hear it in the songs, You know what I mean? And that's pretty much my inspiration on that one is just, is when I get on, I want this, I want that. I want Savage on with me. I want my kids good. I want my boys around. You know what I mean? And I want Dallas on the map. Pretty much.
All right, sure. That be saving for this track. Be come back, Terry. You ready? You ready to get on unleashing? All right, come back, Terry.
Right.
My girl, tell him off and get you greedy. I hope you ready.
All right.
Niggas get all money right. And forget about everybody. Shit, and that's when karma kick in. Me, shit, I'ma do me, but at the same time, ain't forget who got me, though. My people, my hood, your people, your hood. Just be me, you understand me. I'ma step in the light and tell them about sex. Got the boo behind me. Yeah, man, I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I don't need no damn Bugatti, keep it pimpin' in the lab. With my niggas in the back and my lady in the front. Bad blood, bandana, 40 ounce and a blunt. I don't need no fucking pump, cause my city show me love. I'ma kick it with the grips and I'ma get it with the blood. But when a selfish motherfucker asks me for a Maserati, my black belt off and show that bitch karate. I'ma take care of my mommy, and yes, I said my mommy. We done came a long way, so when I blow, no more salami. I'ma buy the chicken crib, she ain't gotta ask for shit. I'ma laugh at my paw, cause that nigga is a bitch. I'ma look out for my sis, I'ma look out for my bro. Cow savage, cow foolish, BBE, let's roll. Even though I love my city, pussy niggas gon' be mad. When I blow, I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want BET to come see me and OCT with swag. Walk out Dallas on the king, Martin Luther, that's a fag. Hit the bill with my lads, Rollin' B, Mike D, Epidale in the bag. My niggas Goofy gon' be free, we throw a party at my pad. Tears drop, rolling down my mama face, she glad. Like Danny Jackson, brother, bitch, I'm Michael Jackson bad. I want the squad to blow too, cause we got kids for days. When I dine, if they hate, bitch, I got clips for days. Got a problem with me, man, we can take it to the block. Got that Romo on my grip and keep that OJ in my sock. Don't be mad cause we hot, but I ain't blaming in this hoe. Every time I hear that mean I'm gaining in this hoe. I'm on a mission with it, probably trying to stay up out the trap. Even though I'm showing love, I keep a killer with a strap. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow, I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. I want this, I want that. When I blow,
I want this, I want that. Stay greedy, I'ma get it when I work this powder pack. Hustle it on the corner, loaded, hustling, bringing in them racks. Keep my eyes on them leeches and I'm watching out for rap. Niggas wanna do me bad cause I'm shining on their ass. Why hustle just for broke when I want rims on the slab? I got plans to come in first, I can't stand to come in last. I got some killers on my team that's quick to get off of your ass. BTP, we in this thing. BBE, what's that in Maine? Treat the mic just like cocaine and watch me blow like Mary Jane. Man, I'm too cold with the flow. Beat the mic hot like a flame. And I must be doing something right cause they screaming my name. Motivated by the haters. Glad you niggas sleeping on me. Bust the ass niggas that was cool, but they turned on
Guess what
guess
day
what
it is?
Day it is.
Anybody? Hump day.
Hey. Hey. All right, let me give a quick shout out to my boy Lil Red, man. He was the one on the third verse. Yeah. Lil Red, BTP.
That's what's up.
That's all right. Man, like I gotta hear to see the energy when that song most of the music is fun, especially look at that bitch. Look at that. I think the whole club goes crazy when they hear that song. Oh, like, man. Oh man, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, so oh, now man. It's that time. It is that time. And you got two of them too. So now it's really gonna get real. Okay, so it's trying to get bananas. With Keith and Terrence, y'all got some questions, crazy questions for them?
Uh-oh.
We do.
I'm going to be a good little Christian lady tonight. I'm not going to be hard because the last time I was on the show, I think I was a bit too mean. So I'm going to be nice.
That was needed because we found some stuff out that day. It was like, wow, really?
Yeah, we did. Like,
that was a
person really
that needed
did.
To be grilled.
But I'm going to be nice. No, he really shocked me when he said that he used to beat with the pencils and pens. And it's so funny because I see a lot of people back in school days that used to do that. But my question to him is, when you were doing it, were you passionate about music or you just was doing it just to be doing it to kill time? Because I know most people just do it when they're bored. If it was something that you were passionate about, what made you – let me try to put this question in the right term because it's kind of crazy. My question is, this was something that you were always aiming for, music, or was this just something you so happened to fall in love with? That's my question.
Well, you know, everything starts off as a hobby to me anyway.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
so
then
you used to be every day in school?
Huh?
Used to be every day in school?
What you mean? I used to beat on the desk every day in school? Oh, yeah, like my freshman year, my sophomore year, I was in the band, I was drum major, so it was always a beat in my head, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, everything started out as a hobby, but I was always a man of music, which means I love it, you know what I mean? So, as time progressed, I noticed that people would be like, you got that on tape, or you got that on CD, or you got this, you got that. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, man, I need to be somewhere actually recording or whatever. And then I got to recording or whatever, that's when I fell in love with it, because actually going in the studio and recording and then coming out hearing what you made on a track, which at the time was pretty trash because I was just getting started or whatever, but just hearing your voice over the music, you're gonna fall in love anyway. So it's all about the passion for the music now.
Your motivation though? What motivated you to actually keep going? Because I know sometimes it gets rough and we sometimes give up on our dreams. What pushed you to actually want to continue to do what you're doing?
Well, there's been times I actually wanted to quit, like early and you know what I mean, most recently or whatever. But I want to say earlier in the beginning, what kept me going was the fact that we would do what is it called? Saturday, you know what I'm talking about, the open mic night.
Showcases. Open mics, yeah.
We'll do open mic nights and showcases at little Dallas Bars and Deep Ellum or whatever, and we would get good feedback or good, you know what I mean, feedback or whatever. Well, we would be happy about how the crowd reacted to us. And
right.
That kept me going for a while. And then I was blessed with two children later on, and they've been my motivation since.
All right.
Nice. Very nice. Okay,
you know
can
what I mean? No one wants to have a regular job, you know what I mean? So if I could give my kids a little great with rap, you know what I mean? And I love it, well, shoot, let's see.
let's see if I can make it happen. So that's my motivation right there, my kids.
That's what's up. I don't blame you. I like that. I like that most definitely.
Okay.
I heard Terrence. All right. Terrence might get you.
Yeah. Why you be making me seem like I'm just about to bite somebody's head off? I don't know what how I'm feeling right now, but I'm just gonna ask.
Y'all, man, y'all be, you better watch. Y'all never know. It be, y'all
I'm prepared for anything.
I tell you, I change roles on each other.
That's true. That's true. That is true. Okay, but my first question for you is, what are your negative, like, thoughts? Well, your negative visuals and your positive visuals. Visuals within the music industry, like how has it changed? Like, has it changed in good ways, or bad ways, or both? And explain.
Are you saying like for like mainstream industry, or are
yes,
you talking
yes,
about,
or you could touch based on the whole thing. We talking underground, everything.
My negative views on the rap game is that everyone is out for themselves. And if you don't know this person on another level, like if you are outside his family, you're his friend, that's cool. But if you don't know this person pre-rap, then they're not going to show any love if you're trying to get on. None whatsoever. And it's the same way with underground. It's like everyone's fighting each other to get on first. Like, they don't understand it. If we all came together and worked together, then it would be much easier. Support every local artist that supports you, but they don't do that. But I'm not gonna call anybody out. But I can't do it. I work with too many people. You know what I mean? But
right. We have to call that here free promotion. We don't give the people that act a fool free promotion.
Right.
Other than that, the negatives is It's actually trash artists getting on too easy. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have to be someone's niece or nephew or something. I'm sorry, I can't even call them trash. I'm just saying not as talented as what should be on
the
radio.
That was the right word. Trash was the right word. That was the correct word.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There was some doobie garbage. I done heard some stuff. I'm trying to tell you. I'd be
now,
like, really?
That's what I see as negative in the underground, mainstream, or whatever, independent, whatever you want to call it. Now, the positive is that mainstream actually shows that anybody could do it. You know what I mean? As long as you set your mind to it, you can do it. You know what I mean? It don't matter how old you are. 2 Chainz is 43, I think. You know what I mean? So
okay.
Doesn't matter how old you are, man. Keep pushing. You know what I mean? And if it happens, it happens. If it don't, you try. You were motivated to do it. So life don't stop there. And after
okay.
that, another positive is just give the children of America something to do other than going around killing each other. So
oh,
down
God. Yeah, you said a mouthful of that. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely agree with you. Now, I do have to ask a question for all the ladies that are listening right now. I'm sure you probably get this all the time. Do you hear me trying to sound all cordial, Teddy?
Do what now?
I'm laughing because I knew it was coming up. That's why I started laughing.
Okay, yeah, so I have to ask you a question that I'm sure all the ladies are asking themselves right now, and they're probably calling in going crazy right now wanting to know, are you single right now, or are you dating? I had to hit you with the exclusive. Or you one of the...
They
want to
know the status. They want to know your status.
Well,
your status.
I got love for the ladies, but I am taking... I call myself married. It's my baby right here.
Shout out to the
committee.
How
are you doing? Oh, he put on the phone and said, "Bam, taking."
That's what's up. That's what's up, ladies. He's taken. So other than that, support his music and stay away. Wives, don't play. I know y'all done seen the movies. Don't make a move.
Now I can tell a friend
but,
to tell a friend to tell a friend about you, ladies. But yeah, I'm off the market.
All right.
I'm off from Morgan.
Okay. That's dope. Now, how can you explain your how can you describe rather your style to everybody? Like, if I was to, if me and Seti were to call you and Keith, like, okay, we need you to get down here. We need you here in 10 minutes. And so, what are some things that you might grab and throw on? Like, what's your style?
Okay, you need me to come to your location in 10 minutes.
In 10 minutes.
And when you say my style, you mean my clothes, my
your clothing, yeah.
Would you throw on some sneakers? Would you throw on some dress shoes, suit? Like, what's up?
It depends on the environment. Like, if I'm in a what I like to call a ghetto community.
But you won't have time to think. You won't have that much time.
Right.
You got 10 minutes.
I don't get to pick and choose. I'm on a 10 minute time schedule.
You're on a 10 minute time frame. 5 of those minutes you have to put on your clothes. 5 you got to get to where we are. 10 minutes.
If I only got ten seconds, depending on what the weather's like, it's either gonna be a white tee and some blue jean pants or some blue jean shorts. Of course, they're gonna be starched down. You know, Jordans, black looks, earrings, and one chain. Two.
Bam.
Okay. That's dope. That's what's up. That's what's up. He kept it deep.
Now, if I got a little time, I might throw a little polo on.
Oh, well, it depends on the environment.
I ain't got no time. It's going to be a tee. Tee and some jeans.
You're going to be good if you go to Detroit, then, because Detroit, you got to make sure you're ready.
If I go anywhere up north, man, I'm talking
about how they come for you.
Real talk, don't even come at my city like that.
And Detroit, man, I'm gonna have to have like 2 guns on me, man. I heard it go down.
Come strapped, strapped. I say that. I wouldn't even steer you wrong on that end.
See what happened to 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I know y'all saw what happened to 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz almost had no chains.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm sorry, y'all. Oh. Detroit is an okay place at times. But anyways, back to
every city got a little ratchet in them somewhere.
Of course.
Yeah,
and a little gangster and a little bit of everything, so.
What about Indian?
Indian?
I'm just messing with you, man. Yeah.
Oh, I was like, they got some rapper hoes, too.
Everything, a little bit of everything.
I know they go crazy.
You got a little rapper hoe in you? No, just...
Oh, Lord have mercy.
She didn't get it, but okay. What's good, though?
Oh, my God, man. Y'all got me over here. I'm over here dying laughing. Now, I'm going to make it really hard on you. If you had pick... Yeah, if I make it really, and this is always the hardest thing for artists, and it's kind of the same thing as hard for models not asking these type of questions. If you had to pick 3 songs that you've done, and you had to put them in top 3 order from number 3 to 2 to number 1, what would they be and why?
Hold on, ask the question again. Are three of my songs or 3?
Songs. If you had to pick 3 of your songs that you put out, and they'd be your top three songs you put out so far, what would they be in that order from number 3 to number 2 to number 1, and why?
Okay. I'm going to start at number 3. I'm going to pick number 3 because number 3 is, oh, man. Put me on the spot. Number 3, I'm gonna go with I Just Wanna See You Dance. Because I even though I'm with somebody, I still have love for the lady. I like to see them dance or whatever. Number 2 would be, of course, I Want This, I Want That. Because it tells a story. It tells my story somewhat. And number 1 is Look at That Bitch. Hey, look at him. So that just makes the crowd go crazy, man. That just makes the crowd go crazy.
Look at that bitch. Look at that hoe.
Look at that bitch. Look at that hoe. Make me wish I never left out the door. I'm feeding every episode down on the post for save him, bib him, and him. Yeah, y'all like that one too, man. But yeah, that's my partner, Fonzo Crow out of Plano. He on the third. That's him on the third verse. That's not me. I just know his verse, so I'm prepared if he's not there to perform it, if I got to.
Yeah, I mean, the whole summer, start to finish, goes hard to me. It's like, because it's funny, y'all, because it's like one of those fun songs, and y'all going in. Y'all be going in, man. Y'all be going in.
Appreciate it, man. You know, I make all kinds of music, man. I ain't got to be a gangster all day. Shit. So, I make happy music. I make hood music. You know what I mean? I make serious music. So, I try to put all aspects of music sometimes on this rap shit.
That's
what's up. Yes. All right, so, if you had to say give some advice to some artists, you know, that they could live by, that you recommend they do, make you get into the industry, what would you say to be the advice for them to go by?
Find your comfort zone, man. You gotta find your comfort zone. You gotta. I ain't gonna say be cocky about it, but whatever you gotta do to make you feel like you're the best one, best rapper or best singer or best artist out there is find your comfort level. Find your confidence and just stick with it. What helped me was I used to be nervous about performing in front of 200 to 500 people, whatever, but I found my glasses, my shades, my dark shades, threw them on and act like I wasn't even there and just showed out, you know what I mean? And that was my comfort zone right there. So just find your comfort zone. Other than your comfort zone, these dudes are not your friends. It's all business. So go in knowing what you're talking about and go in knowing what you're going to do next.
Shoot, my comfort zone is Southern Comfort.
Wow.
My comfort in the bottle of the bottle.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I had to. Y'all know good, but I'm not a. It's actually, I'm a stock. People think I'm an alchemy. They're going to be like, man, they need to
get some classes.
I'm going to put some on blast. You're going to say a name, but what would you say would be the most embarrassing moment you've seen happen at Blue Moon?
The most embarrassing moment? Let's see.
Not necessarily to you, but you, just period, you see it happen. I've seen the stuff. And I'm gonna say you can't say the boy that was doing the comedy. We took him away from it.
I've done one of the most embarrassing things to a lady that came to Blue Moon, and I want to send her an apology right now for doing that to her. I was kind of an asshole that night. I'm gonna tell you what happened. Okay, Sidney, you know, sometimes we pull out the pole or whatever, and the capacity on this pole is like 150, you know, and I was DJing that night, and a young lady that was well over 200 pounds was taking pictures on the pole, like not actually doing anything on the pole, but she was taking pictures on the pole, but my mind frame, seeing her for the first, I mean, just glancing over there, seeing her on the pole kind of leaning, thinking she's trying to get on it. So I stopped the music, and I said out loud on the mic that the capacity on that pole is 150 pounds. And she got off the pole, and she left, and I was like, I'm sorry, man. And she just kept on, fuck you, greedy. I'm like, oh, man, I'm sorry, though.
Oh my God, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry you just don't quite make the limit.
Yeah. But yeah, I was apologetic, man. I really didn't think about that before I said it, and I don't know why I didn't just go tell her. I stopped the music and grabbed the microphone and did that, so I'm going to keep apologizing every time I see her until she's like, nah, we good. So, yeah, that was pretty embarrassing for her.
Wow.
I'm happy he said he stopped the music. God, I'm like, he said, I'm never gonna be able to look at the same again. I'm not gonna be able to.
You know that pole is not for everybody though, man. You know that pole is not for everybody. Like it's not no. It's not the pole that's just sturdy and goes from the ground up. It's one of those you screw in, so it's not. It's 150. That's the limit. So, I mean, I just wasn't thinking, dude. I wish I would have, because that pretty much embarrassed her. Like, man, I'm sorry about it, but it is what it is. Hopefully, we can get over that.
Yeah, we. I know he yelled it from now on for that girl and the guy signed permission slip, and then the guy let us know in secret. If they, you know, let us know, check yes if you meet the capacity. If you don't, you can't get in the poll. All right, thank you. That's how we saw all that. Right. We don't got to say nothing. We just say, you permission slip. Before you get on there, make sure that you can go by these requirements. If you don't meet these requirements, don't hop your ass up there.
Yeah.
Y'all dirty. I don't need
nobody showing me. I don't need nobody suing me because they daughter hurt theyself trying to, you know what I mean, swing on the pole knowing her weight is not that weight, so.
Oh, my geez.
See, because the way the pole is set up, it's,
yeah.
You know.
The way the pole is set up.
Ooh, kill him.
Oh, man, so that, man, shoot, we give it up to end of that, man. It was definitely fun to have you, man. It's great to have you in your first interview. It was fun, man. I was like with people that's in their first, and you can't even tell if their first interview. They just feel like they're at home. So I do appreciate you for coming through, man.
I appreciate y'all too, man. Have me back anytime. I call in and chop it up with you, let you know what I got going, let you know what I got going for you. And if they want to ever come to Blue Moon, let them know that it's on me. Ain't no,
I
got
their
drinks too.
I remember I clowned. It was on a plane call I did to them to the moon for when I was like I was booking a midget jello wrestling contest, and I really had arm laughing when I had D really believing I was serious.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about G.
Really
when you called him.
He really
went to
book a midget jello wrestling contest.
A midget. Midget, boy.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to let y'all know about Sadie in case y'all didn't know. In case y'all didn't know this about Sadie, man, he be trying to dance more than everybody else at the club. Like, bro, you supposed to be DJing.
I'm Sadie. He's telling.
I'm going to let him know, like, don't just, like, you know, just let them know, just in case they forget. Hey, I be on the music, but don't be forgetting that I would turn this mother out. So I mean, that'd be a challenge too. That'd be a challenge to let people know the wall can hold itself up. Get your ass on the floor and get to work.
Yeah, man.
Man,
I appreciate
you. The walls of Blue Moon, they holding up perfectly. Don't worry, they could if you walk away from them.
You know, we do not need your help with the wall. Get your ass on the dance floor.
Oh, man, again, man, I appreciate you for coming through. And, man, let everybody know.
All right, I know you're
going to you, man.
I know you're going to get a copy of that back to square one, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, I am.
I'm going to bring you one as soon as it's done, man, a hard copy. But I got most of,
that's the thing too. I want to say to everybody, you're a DJ, and especially you have DJ for artists over and over and over again. If you don't have the artist music, most of the artist music on your computer, there's something a little wrong there. I know that's why I don't get. Because like AV, when AV booked me a lot, I still got a lot of new stuff, because he fuck with me hard, too. Man, that's
yeah.
A fellow Virgo, so, of course,
you
know. AV. AV the Great, a.k.a. Chris Cole.
Oh, yeah,
shout out to AV, man. Shout out to AV.
I got a chance to meet AV here on the show before. That was an interesting show.
It definitely was.
AV about that business, man. Y'all telling me AV got a wild side?
Yeah, oh yeah. He shared it a little bit on the show.
Right on. That's what's up. Man, let me get up out of here, Sadie. Hit me up, though, bro.
I will. Terry, let everybody know how they can catch the show if they miss it.
Okay,
I'm out.
You guys can All right. Peace out. You guys can find us on the – you can download the TuneIn app, the TuneIn, the Life After Death Live. Also, go on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ to tune in. Also, download the free app on iTunes and also on desktop.com.
Jeez, let us know what day is the show on. What days do we come on live every week?
Mondays and Wednesdays. Check us out.
Hey.
All right, Tara, how can they find you?
All right, you guys can find me on Twitter at Taryn Lamon. It's TarynLyymon. It's the same on everything, on Instagram, everywhere.
Okay. You guys can find me. It's Jakis Amor, JAKIISAMOR. That's on all social media. If you're following me, just let me know you're following me. I don't check it every day. I'm going to say that all the time because some of y'all getting y'all feelings, but it's okay.
Yeah, and she goes by Jakisa Moore because you love her a little more.
I know, right?
All right. Y'all know y'all can find me, Seti J, your boy Seti J, Seti J Dusk, S-C-E-D-D-Y, letter J-D-U-S-K. Type it in damn near everywhere. You're going to find me. You even find me in the moon if you try hard enough, at least blue moon. That's a little.
Oh, Lord.
All right, y'all, man, we out. There's another another hot day edition of the show. Tomorrow it's gonna be a crazy. Where the heck that came from? Tomorrow will be another crazy show. Y'all know how we gonna be doing it. You know, tomorrow's a double show day. You know, tomorrow's gonna be crazy. The feminine takeover. On the fly, they lost their mind. That boy Camacho to let these women take the show over. So, Me and Alexis and SJ will be hosting the show tomorrow. They're finna get ready to go in. And then, of course, you gotta check out the new episode of Real Spirit Radio. You get 2 hours of craziness every week from the show on Real Spirit Radio. All these shows is good to go as well, right here on the Dust Live Radio Network. Life of Dust Live. We'll see y'all again on Monday. All right, we out, y'all. Deuces.